My name is Liz Argo, and I'm a native of Cape Cod, born in Orleans. And I have been a wind advocate, a renewable energy advocate, since 2003 when I kind of saw what was going on with the Cape Wind Project. And so I became a founder and a board member of Clean Power Now. And in that work, I was offered a job as a renewable energy salesperson, manager and salesperson. That really got me into a whole nother level of renewable energy, really understanding the mechanics, the dynamics, the financials, and so on. And I changed into, left Alteris Renewables and became a consultant in 2009. None of us want to throw Falmouth under the bus, but what could we learn from Falmouth? I think the sound studies that, as we go forward, there has to be a certain degree of conservatism that's brought in to doing a sound study. The parameters that are those that guide what you're looking at, and maybe those need to be adjusted. And I think that Falmouth has proven that it comes right up against current sound levels that are acceptable, and we know why now. It's an older turbine technology that is noisier, and it's a quieter environment. So 10 decibels there. Over ambient, that's probably a little bit more than we should have as we go forward. So I think we'll see as we go forward in the standards become more developed that the sound level will be lowered. You won't have 10 dB over; it'll probably be more like 8 dB over or less. And in Brewster, we see that we've learned a lot from Falmouth, and it's such a shame that it's being categorized as another Falmouth, that it could be another unpleasant experience. And we just know from the sound tests, which show that it's 4 decibels, and this is all too technical, but its sound levels are so much lower than what they have in Falmouth. Different turbine technology and a louder ambient environment. So
what happened in Falmouth has already infected the debate here on Cape Cod. That's accurate?
Yeah, what happened in Falmouth has very definitely made doing any well-sited wind project near to impossible right now on Cape Cod. Yeah, I mean, you're touching on the whole crux of the issue for getting a project to go forward, even a well-sited project. We have studies that are peer-reviewed, journaled studies that let's use real estate since it's the one that it all kind of ends up coming back to, that or infrasound. We have the studies that say real estate values will not be impacted. But we have too many people who are too panicked who are bringing forward less than peer-reviewed studies, but they're throwing so much noise and study at it that even the peer-reviewed studies end up being questioned. So the planning board is, well, there's a fellow from Illinois who's been asked to do a study. He's an appraiser. His work has not been peer-reviewed, but it's being bought as an equivalent to these peer-reviewed studies. And the planning board, unfortunately, they're not able to distinguish between a study of one level and a study of another level. These planning boards and select boards and so on, they are not experts in wind. They have other jobs. They are doing a great job, and without them, we'd be lost. But to put these decisions in their hands is almost unfair to them. They're expected to take in mountains of information and somehow digest it and sort through, okay, this is legit, this isn't legit. It's just asking too much of them. The Wind Energy Siting Reform Act holds tremendous promise for wind development in Massachusetts and particularly on Cape Cod. We need standards. We need to be better able to protect the people and yet better able to bring forward good, responsibly sited wind on Cape Cod. The Wind Energy Siting Reform Act holds that promise. If the standards can be brought forward with the kind of professional level of research and attention, then we would have a terrific bar, terrific guideline for correct wind siting. Right now we have nothing. We have a great wind opportunity in Brewster that's being sort of discarded because they're comparing it to Falmouth. We need a wind energy site and reform group that can come in and say, those are hugely different projects, and here's why, and help local planning boards understand it. Right now, they're just being buffeted by the waters that push them one way and then another way. With a well-educated and formulated Wind Energy Site and Reform Act coming out of Boston, we have some guidelines that would help everybody.